tai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e aratake ana I ngā pukapuka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for one of our loveliest segments of the week, brought to you by our Tuesday show sponsor, Scorpio Books. This is, of course, the Scorpio Books Spotlight. And we've got Renata in with us today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Grab your mic. It's over there.
Morena, I'll say that again. Now I'm on the mic.
How are you? How's life?
I'm good. Yeah, life is good.
You were saying coming out of school holidays, which is chaos time.
It is. Yeah, it's very busy in the kids' book shop particularly.
Because you can imagine, kind of quite a few kids' fest events.
That sort of line up with
Kids Fest.
It's the winter wonderland.
So that still goes.
Yeah, it does.
Cool.
Yeah, so we had a little treasure hunt in the shop and lots of fun stuff.
Oh my God, that's fun. And I can imagine a lot of kids, like, they just want to stay put once they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there are quite often times where people get dragged screaming and crying out of the bookstore. It's like, yes, we've all been there.
That's a great sign. That's a very good sign, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely sign.
So what are you spotlighting for us today?
Well, today I am going to talk about a book called James by a black American writer, Percival Everett. And last time I talked to you, I talked about Demon Copperhead, which was a version of Charles Dickens.
Which, you know, I've now see everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah, since we've talked about it, I've seen that book bloody everywhere. I've
spotted it on bookshelves.
Yeah, cool. It's quite freaky, actually.
You asked me if I'd read any other books which were sort of adaptations and or kind of rewritten versions, and I sort of blanked on it, but I was reading one at the time. Like, afterwards, I was like, why did I not think of James? Because that was the book.
Yeah, right.
So James is Percival Everett's take on the all-time American classic, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
I thought that might be where you're going with this. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
And he's written a new classic. He has
really
rewritten the book from the perspective of Jim, the slave.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, right.
Who renames himself James in the course of the book.
Yeah.
And it is an absolute masterpiece. It really
is. Oh, my God, really?
I mean, he's a genius-level writer. He's kind of... I was almost in two minds about talking about this book because he's so subtle and skilled that it's quite difficult to sort of see the mechanics at work in his books.
Yeah, right, interesting.
He just ties everything together on so many layers that you're kind of like, how is he doing this?
Wow,
it's like
really?
A magic trick.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, of course, it's hard to review things like that because, like,
you just like
you revere them so much.
Oh my God, it's amazing!
Like, can you do justice to it? You know, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. I take it this isn't his first book.
Oh no, he is an incredibly prolific writer. He's written, I would say, sort of 20 plus novels and screenplays and nonfiction.
Wow.
He's a writing teacher as well. And then when I was reading about him, I discovered he's also he owns a ranch and trains horses. You know, like he's a cowboy too.
What do they call them? Multi-hyphenate.
My
clearly.
God, he's like so cool. He's ice cold. It's just, I was like, oh my God, could this guy get any more amazing? He doesn't give many interviews. He's one of those.
He's one of those
writers who people kind of seem to preface the interviews kind of hinting that it was one of the more difficult interviews they'd ever done in their life.
Really? Yeah, wow.
Because he doesn't, what I've read him say is that he doesn't think about his books. Once he's written them, it's done. It's like someone said to him something about, do you compare your work with your earlier work with it? And he's like, I don't read them. Like, it was the most ridiculous question ever.
Wow.
Why would I read them? You know, I've written it, it's done. Now it's up to the reader to make the story live. It's not my job anymore.
That's so interesting. That's such an interesting perspective. But I guess it's Zidon correct in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's very, he does write in a very political way, but he kind of blends that with so much humour and, like, just incredibly taut storytelling as well.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's that all sort of comes in underneath everything else that's happening, and you know, you can kind of almost not be aware of some of it. Like,
wow.
One of his other recent books is called The Trees, and it's a kind of comic horror about the history of lynching in the States. I mean, if you can kind of imagine.
I was not expecting comic out of that. Yeah, wow.
But yeah, I mean, he's very provocative and
right. You know, okay, which is even more fascinating given he doesn't like to do interviews and stuff.
Yeah, I think he's someone who's probably likely to be kind of dragged into the spotlight of celebrity
right.
without wanting to go there. There's a movie that was recently made from one of his books called American Fiction. The film was called American Fiction.
Oh.
It's nominated for 5 Academy Awards, but the book that it was based on is called Erasure.
And it's about the African American who writes the really cliche
kind of
book.
Pastiche American novel, which is called.
And it does really well, and he hates it. Yeah, right.
It's like he's played to all the stereotypes and it becomes wildly successful.
Oh, okay, because, that one best adapted screenplay, I believe.
Mm.
And I read a lot saying, like, oh, the original book of this is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's by this guy.
It's by this guy. Yeah.
So, I mean, without. How much of it is a retelling versus, like, a reimagining?
It is a reimagining. It's a revisionist history, I guess.
Oh, okay,
interesting. Because it's kind of, I mean, there is a sort of plot twist, which is, I won't, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But it's like he does something quite fantastic with the relationship between the characters that it's sort of like, wow, that's. You know,
that didn't
genius.
Happen in the original. Okay.
But it's very much about.
You got me guessing now.
About language. It's about writing. It's about. Because James, the slave, steals a pencil. He's like determined that he's going to write his own story. And learned to read and write by kind of sneaking into the library on the plantation. And
wow.
You know, at great risk to himself.
Of course.
But also, it's got this fantastic thing where he uses the language from Twain, where the way the slaves speak is this very kind of, ignorant sounding, truncated.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Patois. And within this book, the adults all teach the young children to speak like that. It's like this kind of, they do this like lessons.
How to
sound the way that the whites want you to sound. So they have these schools where they're, you know, like have these little lessons and they're schooling the kids. No, don't say it like that. Say it like this because that's, you know, that's the only way they're going to accept it.
Oh, my God.
So there's this code switching thing that goes on the whole time.
Right.
Where he has to keep continually sort of catching himself out, like, you know, because he's very eloquent and expressive.
And then he'll
say something to Huck and then he'll have to kind of, and Huck's sort of like, why are you talking like that? You know, And he's in the lessons with his daughter, he's kind of schooling her and he corrects her and he says, no, that would be the correct incorrect grammar. So it's kind of this really playful, you know, it's just fantastic skill with which he underpins these big political kind of
I was going to say,
stories.
even that as a topic to write about would seem, I mean, to even make that, like, fun and interesting takes a level of skill.
Yeah. I mean, he's really funny. He's a really funny writer, like, laugh out loud, hilarious.
Really? Oh, my God.
I found this.
What's his name again, sorry?
Percival Everett, which is the most kind of.
Oh, I know. I'm very familiar with that name, actually. Yeah. But, God, what a name.
I know. I found this great quote when I was reading an interview with him where he's talking about the power of reading and writing, and he says, "Reading is perhaps the most subversive thing we can do. No one is privy to what goes into us when we look at a text. This is why people who would oppress and seek to control you are so afraid of literacy, why fascist regimes run so quickly to the burning and banning of books." And so, you
of
know,
course.
Like the kind
that
of,
makes so much sense. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And so he's sort of the kind of language, the power of language, the power of being able to tell your own story, to write history. It's all in there, but so, so kind of carefully,
yeah,
subtly
right,
woven
right.
through it. You know, he never, ever sort of bangs you over the head with a
That's
message.
Incredibly difficult writing. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you read many of his books?
I have read three, and I'm reading another one at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he writes some books that are really just kind of purely funny, sort of.
Right, okay, wow.
Satires and pastiche novels. And yeah, so he's kind of just prolific, really prolific.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah. And obviously it's just super easy for him.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like that. It definitely does look like that. It's like, oh my God, how are you doing this? Yeah, it's a kind of, he's a maestro, you know, he really is.
Yeah,
that
right.
sort of genius level of.
Yeah,
of
wow. This is going to be really weird, but it reminds me of when I went to Nigella Lawson's, like, tour, like
right.
her stage tour,
yeah.
where she sits down in conversation with someone.
Yeah.
And the way she, like, brushes off the incredibly, like, difficult things she's had to do and, mm-hmm. like, how successful she is.
Yeah.
She just, like, really brushes it off. Like, they're obviously the same type as in that they're very used to the fact they're very good at something.
Yeah.
And I find that so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think possibly he is also kind of a shy person. You're not, you know,
yeah,
someone
yeah,
who doesn't
of course.
Like to talk about it.
No, and but, yeah, yeah. And especially those sort of people who are very good at something don't love to be reminded they're good at things and say, yes, I get it.
Yeah, it's
thanks.
Like, oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. But he said in this interview, he said he read the book. He read Huckleberry Finn 15 times back to back because he wanted to immerse himself in the world of the story.
Jesus.
But then be able to, like, leave the language behind, of Mark Twain's language behind, and just because he leaves out a lot of that original story.
Yeah,
not
right.
In
okay,
he,
interesting.
He kind of diverges, and there's quite large sections where James will just go off on his own, and Huck's sort of like abandoned, you know, like it's
oh,
like
right.
he's
okay.
gone out
wow,
of the story.
So it is really quite a different story there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That is so interesting. I'm quite curious to read this. Is it relatively new or old, this book?
Yeah, it's relatively new, yeah. I think it may be up for the Pulitzer. I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, right.
There's a table at the bookstore which has things that are in award contention.
Oh, and it's on that
sure
table?
I've seen it there, but
okay.
don't quote me on that.
Well, the important thing to note there is, of course, you can get it at Scorpio Books.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
What a interesting
and
book.
Do get it. I mean, it's just, this is one of those books. It's like, read it.
Yeah, yeah,
so
right.
good.
From your perspective, would you have to have read the original?
I haven't read Huckleberry Finn. No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no, not at all.
Yeah,
no.
right. Perfect. Great. Yeah. I mean, that is music to our ears, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Hey, Renata, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh,
what
a pleasure, as always.
Spectacular book choice. I personally really love a retelling. Like, I just think it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Are you working today? Busy day at Scorpio Books?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's a wet day. Sometimes people don't like to get out
no,
and about.
No, I was just thinking that. I mean,
but, you know, a bookshop on a wet lunch hour, that's a pretty nice place to mooch around.
Well, yeah. I mean, a bookshop on a wet... Oh. Beautiful. It's
yeah.
just lovely.
Happy place.
Anyway, I thank you so much for joining me today. I'll let you go enjoy the rest of your day.
Cheers.
But yeah, one more time, thank you so much for joining me.
It's always a pleasure.